is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide issue that affects you. And we've seen a lot of really dramatic images over the last maybe week or two, or even more than that, of houses right on dunes that look like they're in a bit of trouble.
And this is one of those things that we're seeing a lot of coverage of because of these rising lake levels. But there's probably a lot of people out there who are landlocked and in the middle of the state going, why does this impact me? I don't have a house that's in danger of falling into the lake. So in order to unpack this, we have brought on Paula Gardner from MLive, who has been following the rising lake levels very carefully. Paula, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
So Paula, if you could quickly explain the issue here, what is happening with the lakes and why is it concerning people?
So the lake levels in all of the Great Lakes went up last year, and it was something that we started to see some impact. And one example that comes to mind immediately was Pentwater, where a bridge was washed out and the town had to come up with a solution. So we know it's affecting some coastal towns a bit. But what's happening now is the Army Corps of Engineers is forecasting lake levels to go even higher. So we're in winter. They're supposed to be frozen over. That's supposed to be controlling some of the evaporation. That's not happening. And as a result, everybody's kind of looking towards spring and a little bit beyond with the understanding that everybody is expecting the lake levels to go even higher. And they're trying to anticipate then what will be affected beyond that.
Can you walk us through sort of what is the concern for people who maybe don't live on the lakes, who are not necessarily affected by the water levels of the lakes on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, that's something that I've been learning over the past couple of weeks myself, and I think it's striking that a lot of people who don't live on the shore or feel a direct connection to the shoreline, they may not actually be feeling the impact here. And what I've concluded is when I see a house fall into the lake, I need to take that as a symptom of what is happening along the entire coastline of Michigan. I participated in a state webinar where they're starting to try, the state officials are starting to try to quantify what that means for the rest of the state. So when the house is falling into the coastline, it doesn't just mean that somebody built too closely to the shore. It means that the shore has eroded to the point that that's what's happening. It's happening because the lake levels are rising, the land is saturated, and the rivers are also rising. So across the state, you know, when we see a house fall in, we could start wondering what else will be flooding. How is the state dealing with it? Do we have the money to repair all of the roads that's kind of heralding? Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of road disrepair. There's a lot of problems kind of coming out of a single house falling into the lake.
And Paula, you touched on something important there, which is cost. I mean, this is something that could mean big spending from the state in many ways. And of course, that's our tax dollars.
It could. So we asked the question on the webinar, particularly about the roads director. We all know Michigan roads have a problem. We all know the legislature is in some stage of solving it. They're estimating, and I think a lot of jaws drop, they're estimating that it could cost $100 million just to repair the critical roads right now that have been damaged by this erosion issue or the rising lake water.
Paula Gardner is an environmental reporter for MLive. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. We'll be right back.